We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davies.
Thank you. Good afternoon. A little bit of a late start, my doing, and ready to go, though, for a triple header. I'll be here all afternoon. Seriously, folks, it is the MAC Championship, 13th Annual Mid-State Athletic Conference Girls and Boys Championship. We'll follow that later on tonight with the Tri-Valley Girls Championship with Franklin and Milford. Unitico Boys going for the three-peat against Unadilla Valley at 4, but this game could be one of those that sneaks up on you. And Harpersville, the top-ranked Class C team in New York State at 17-0. They're playing their 18th game without a loss so far. Bainbridge Guilford, a nice surprise this year. Bob Conway's team rebounding late in the season to take the semifinals over Sydney. And with their 9-2 record, they are now, or now 10-2 actually in the league, they're taking on the Harpersville Hornets with upset on their mind. They are 12-5. Overall, my name is Greg Davey. We've got a lot of sponsors to tell you about in addition to and with the ones that we have. But we start our ball game here at SUNY Oneonta's Alumni Fieldhouse, the first of three games with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney is where Chambers and O'Hara is located. And their phone number is 563-4311. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in this afternoon's game. We're going to have a live national anthem from Bainbridge Guilford senior Sarah Norris, and we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be about pretty much tip-off. Well, both teams are very familiar to us. We're about 2.5 minutes away from that anthem, so stick around. We'll be right back.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
What does glory taste like?
Welcome to the largest sports stage in the world here at the Olympic Winter Games.
Glory tastes bold.
He scores! Patrick Kane with his second goal of the game for Team USA!
Glory tastes miraculous.
And it's Shawnee Davis shattering another speed skating world record.
Glory tastes like 20 golden chicken McNuggets for just $5, spiced up with new habanero ranch sauce. Let's all taste glory. Prices and participation may vary.
Some prefer it hot, like hot McCafe coffee, mochas, lattes, and more from McDonald's. Some, yes, prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone likes saving big during McCafe Mondays. Every Monday, get a small new McCafe chocolate-covered strawberry frappe for $1. Yep, just $1. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only, limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Come on,
Sarah Norris catching most of her national anthem. Nice job in front of this huge crowd. Now John Horn, my buddy from the National Baseball Hall of Fame, is going to read our starting lineups.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Duo Arena at SUNY Oneonta. It is now time for the MAC Girls Championship. This afternoon's game features the Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats and the Harpersville Hornets. First, the non-starters for Bainbridge Guilford. Senior number 4, Taylor Lamont. Junior number 13, Casey Davis. Senior number 15, Alyssa Rivera. Senior number 20, Alexis Page. Junior number 21, Darcy McElligott. Freshman number 22, Rebecca Reyes. Senior number 23, Marina Sue. Eighth grader number 25, Megan Pometier. Junior number 35, Katie Barber. And junior number 45, Betsy Holden. The Bainbridge Guilford non-starters. And now, the non-starters for the Harpersville Hornets. Junior number 3, Carissa Warren. Junior number 4, Paige Neelix. Senior number 14, Katie Hoyt. Junior number 15, Mackenzie Haven. Junior number 21, Rachel Ballard. And sophomore number 22, Sarah Miller. And now, the starting lineup. From the Bobcats, junior number 10, Megan Herrera. For the Hornets, senior number 2, Abby Bird. For the Bobcats, senior number 11, Abby Smith. For the Hornets, junior number 5, Shelby Meadowick. For the Bobcats, junior number 12, Marissa Thornton. For the Hornets, senior number 10, Holly Henry. For the Bobcats, junior number 14, Morgan Phillips. For the Hornets, senior number 24, Tatiana Krasnowski. For the Bobcats, junior number 33, Taylor Pometier. For the Hornets, senior number 32, Miranda Drummond. Head coach for the Bobcats is Bob Conway. Head coach for the Hornets is Kurt Ehrenfest.
All right, it's John Horn doing the honors, and he'll do the same thing for the boys' game and the, I believe, the Tri-Valley games as well. We work together at the Oneonta Outlaws, and we have a good time. We coordinated with Sarah Norris, and we'll have a treat with American Idol contestant Caitlin Jackson singing in the next game. Our ball game is made possible in part by a lot of extra sponsors for today's game, and that includes SFCU, R.E. Wilbur in Sydney, Amerigas in Sydney, and Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, Waldron's Floor Covering in Sydney, NBT Bank, Egley Machine Company and Amphenol both in Sydney. Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Chambers and O'Hare, of course, our tip-off sponsor. Neighbors Insurance, Roberts Eye Care Associates in Sydney and Vestal. And we'll have more as the day goes on. Harpersville getting here with a relatively easy win over Unadilla Valley, 76-35. David Guilford outlasted Sydney, 43-36 in the game I covered on WCDL. This game also online. We are ready to go. It's Bullis and Drummond tipping it off. Drummond will get the easy tap to Sosnowski, and we are underway. Harpersville going to my right. Remember, Harpersville had won two or three in a row before last year and did not play in last year's game. That was Unadilla Valley defeating Unitigo. So they are back trying to get that and also carry on to the States if they can. Miranda Drummond is going to drive through the lane and get a foul called on her, not on her, but because of her.
Bobcat foul on number 14, Morgan Bullock.
And fortunately, with the PA announcer, we'll know everything that's going on here, and the scoreboard will also show all points and fouls, so I shouldn't make too many mistakes. Miranda Drummond is being guarded by Marissa Thornton. She is their designated defender extraordinaire and forces Drummond on a longer than normal shot that was an air ball caught by Abby Smith, and BG now with a chance to draw first points. Nice job by Marissa Thornton on the first possession of Harpersville, although it did pay the price with Bullis getting a foul. She cannot be in foul trouble if BG's going to win this game. I'll say that right out. Bullis is going to drive on Drummond. She's going to go reverse layup. And Bullis scores for the Bobcats. So there's a foul right away. Defensively, again, on Bainbridge Guilford. Abby Smith's first foul. That's two already on BG, and we're just a minute into the game, but BG leads 2-0. Drummond has the ball on the right side, guarded by Thornton. Thornton stays with her, drives with Drummond on the left side. It bounces off the rim. The lefty layup was no good. Smith in transition. She's being guarded by Abby Bird, who's going to be going to college and playing field hockey. So she is low to the ground, ready to take on the challenge today of basketball, guarding Abby Smith. Inside, Palmateer, knocked away by Sosnowski underneath the basket. It'll be BG's inbound, 6:32 to go. BG on a reverse layup. Awesome reverse layup by Morgan Bullis has the lead 2-0. Smith has to call timeout because of the intense defense played by Harpersville on man-to-man on that inbounds play. Our game today, and games today, I should say, brought to you by the following businesses: Waste Recovery Enterprises and Smith Insurance Agency in Sydney, the Silo Restaurant in Green, thank you to Gary, Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley in Sydney, Shindello Federal Credit Union over there in Franklin. We're going to have Franklin later on taking on Milford in the girls' Tri-Valley game. B&M Auto in Sydney. Alpine Roofing as well. Thank you very much for your support of local high school basketball. The 13th annual Mid-State Athletic Conference Girls and Boys Championship, the first year in 2002, was held at Bainbridge Guilford High School, where Sydney girls beat Oxford on their way to the state finals, and Delhi defeated Harpersville in the first boys championship. Today it'll be Unitigo going for a three-peat against UV. Inbound pass from Smith looking for Bullis, but quick on the spot is Drummond with a steal. Drummond's going to pass over after the double team over to number 10. That's Holly Henry. Drummond this year is just making everybody that plays on her team that much better. The double team, she knew where to go for the ball. That's our first tie in the ball game. 2-2. Down to the 6:04 mark of the first quarter. Cross court, Thornton to Bullis and back to Smith. Intense. I mentioned the man-to-man defense by the Hornets. Yeah, it's intense. There goes Smith on the left side. Missed it long. Bullis avoiding that second foul as she took her hands away. It goes out of bounds, and to her credit, that'll be a Bainbridge-Guilford inbound play. 5:52, the clock stops. BG going to the basket on my left. Inbounds it comes to Palmateer, and they were not aware that it was a shot clock violation, or that they were in jeopardy of a shot clock violation. That's the first one today. We'll see if the defense for both teams brings that statistic increased. Drummond falling down, hands it off to Shelby Medovich. Her shot over, or to pass over to Sosnowski. It's long, but it almost went in. Caught a good bounce, but it just dropped off, and Bullis with a rebound for BG. We've got stats for both teams, and if this game ever slows down, I'll be able to talk about it. Smith on the left side, guarded by Bird. She was looking at a three, but she'll stop in for a quick two, and Abby Smith puts the Bobcats back on top, 4-2. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Driving in Medovich, double team, seals it off to Sosnowski. Nice little dribble, and in the paint she goes, but there's a foul. BG, there's a trip. That's going to be Megan Pereira. Already three BG fouls, none on Harpersville. And at the line will be Tatiana Sosnowski, one of the big three for Harpersville as far as the points. Sosnowski hits the first one. This is a little tougher shooting situation than a high school gym, I can tell you that. Sometimes it can make you, sometimes it can break you. Sosnowski this year, 26 for 42, which is 62%, but she ups it here with a pair of free throws. Her first points, we're tied again at 4. Smith to the right side for Ferrer. She's not a shooter, and Medovich gives her the proper room. Oh, boy, Rebecca Reyes came in the ballgame, and she was wide open. Bullis did not pass it to her. Now it's Reyes in there. She lost control of it. Picked up by Drummond and off to Henry. Henry at the elbow. Stops. Gives it back to Drummond. She's wide open for three, and it's off the mark. Pulled it to the left a little bit, and Bullis with a rebound for BG. Right up the right side, followed by Medovich. Henry's going to help on defense, and Bullis pulls back out. To Reyes and now to Smith, the quarterback of this BG team, dressed in their navy blue with white Bobcats, numbers and trim on the uniform. Nowhere to go. She goes passes left to Palmateer. Palmateer holds the ball over her head. Good defense by the Hornets once again. Six on the shot clock. Bullis will crank it for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Gets her own rebound, but has to release because the ball was with Medovich, and Shelby also could not hang on. She lost it out of bounds. Bullis pulls away at the right moment. She's not going to get that second foul. 4-4 tie. Palmateer, fresh 30-second clock. Smith for three, left side, and it's short. Rebound is Ferreira's in there fighting for it, and a possession arrow. It'll be the first of the day, folks, because that was a tap won by Harpersville, so the first possession arrow goes to BG. We've got three officials in this game today. That'll be different for the girls to deal with. Not necessarily more fouls. Hopefully the right fouls or violations called. Smith, top of the key, guarded now by Carissa Warren, who took Abby Bird's place. That's a normal substitution for Harpersville, is to bring Warren in for Bird at times. Nice backdoor play to Palmateer. Couldn't get the right angle. Saved, though, by Bullis, and she keeps it alive. Off her foot. Now a blocking call will be called on Miranda Drummond. A foul called on Miranda Drummond. Her first and Harpersville's first. Well, Morgan Bullis showing why she is a surefire first-team All-Star in the MAC. And a pass comes in, and, oh, it gets through a couple of people. And we'll see if it's saved by BG or not. No. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Harpersville's ball. And Bullis shot a three-pointer knowing it wasn't going in, but she followed the shot straight down the paint and got the rebound, at least momentarily she did. Drummond starts the offense. Goes to Medovich. Up to Sosnowski, top of the key to Warren. Now Drummond's on the right side. Goes baseline. She puts up a shot and will be fouled, and that might be two on Ferreira. Now, I think Megan Ferrer was hoping Drummond was going to go reverse layup, but no, she came back. Yeah, that's going to be trouble for BG because now Ferrer has her second foul, and there's still 3:11 to go in the first quarter. Miranda Drummond, who has not scored yet, makes the first free throw. Drummond, it's no secret, gets to the line more than many complete teams that they will face this year. 183 free throws shot by Miranda herself, and she makes them both. And to her credit, first of all, that's the first lead change of the ballgame, 6-4 Harpersville. But the Hornets held to one field goal so far, are 4-for-4 from the foul line. High post pass to Bullock. Can tie it up. Here comes the drive. The shot blocked by Drummond. And a good one. Gets off to Sosnowski. Guarded on the play by Thornton. She was going for the offensive foul. No good. And the Palmateer is wide open on the other side. She goes for the shot. Misses it. Rebound Carissa Warren, who hustled back on defense. Morgan Bullock got the rebound off the miss from Sosnowski and threw the ball down to Palmateer. By the time they got there, Harpersville defense got through there, and a possible travel by Drummond. Misses the shot once, misses it twice. The ball is still alive. Saved by Harpersville. The shot by Sosnowski. It's going to drop through. Can I ask the referee to move? Am I allowed to do that, or should I just get up? That time I got up. So Bainbridge Guilford, who normally is a good defensive rebounding team, could not stop Miranda Drummond inside once, twice, and after that it was Sosnowski with a finish. She's got a team high 4 points. It's 8-4 now. A 6-2 run for Harpersville. Three-pointer by Smith. No good, but Bullis is inside for the follow-up. Morgan Bullis doing what Morgan Bullis does so well. Sensed the rebound was going to be short and was right there for the easy putback. 8-6. Warren to high post Sosnowski. Shovel pass right back to Warren to the right side for Drummond. Drummond wait for a screen. Looked about a three-point shot. Wasn't there. Goes to Warren. Inside off the rim. Rebound. Bullis again. Bullis is going to go to Smith, and Drummond almost stole the ball. They cannot take an outlet pass for granted with Miranda Drummond there. Smith, left side for Palmateer, who has not been scoring as of late. She was a double-figure scorer early in the season. She has not been scoring a lot. She's guarded by Sosnowski. Pass over to Bullock. Bullock is guarded by Drummond. Now Reyes shoots, and it's off the rim. Might have been partially blocked. Rebound Miranda Drummond. Long pass down the floor for Medovic. Medovic starts left, goes right, now spins around left, puts up a short jumper, and it's good. Shelby Medovic on the board now. She's their number two scorer this season, averaging 11.2 per ball game. So 10-6, back to a four-point lead for the Hornets. Thornton to Bullock. Bullock thinks about going right, goes left, puts it off the board, no good. Gets her own rebound, too hard. Rebound Sosnowski. Bullock a little bit frustrated. Thought she got hit on the head. Up comes Medovic. Picked up by Reyes, off to Drummond, right back to Medovic. Three-pointer left side, and it's gone. Shelby Medovic back-to-back hoops for 5 points. That's the timeout asked for by Bob Conway. We will step away at this point. 21.7 to go. 12-6 in favor of Harpersville. You're listening to the 13th annual Matt Girls Championship on WCDL.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, and we've got some, had my picture taken, wasn't ready for that. We've got some people logging in today. No surprise with Taylor Palmateer on the court and Megan Palmateer, her sister on the bench, a JV call-up. We've got the Palmateer support group from Belford, New Jersey logging in. Ithaca is logging in. Slippery Rock, New York. I didn't know there was such a place. I know there's a Slippery Rock, PA. Also, North Tonawanda, or as they affectionately call it, NT. How about that USA hockey today, huh? A shootout. Oshie with the winning goal for Team USA today. Unbelievable. I know it's only the first round of games, but boy, that's awesome. Here we go, the final 21 seconds. Down to the final 14 seconds. BG with Reyes to the right side. They better get off a decent shot. Rance still dribbling in. She's going to drive right up the paint. Got the shot blocked. Here comes Drummond with two, one. She fakes, she shoots, she scores at the buzzer. They'll count the shot. Miranda Drummond looks right, fakes the pass, went left hard, and faked it in right before the buzzer. And the Bobcats started strong, but right now it's all Hornets, 14-6 after the first quarter of the 13th annual MAC Girls Championship Basketball on WCDL.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDL and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Got a scoring correction to make for you all. The Shelby Medovich shot was not a three-pointer. It was a two-pointer. I just conferred with a referee, and he said, yeah, it was close, but her foot was just on the line. So five field goals for Harpersville in that quarter, 4-for-4 from the line, 14 points, 6 on points for BC on 3 field goals. BC comes in knowing full well they are the underdog. They get off to a decent start, but Harpersville is under control, and there's a travel on Shelby Medovich, just as they say they're under control. Goodness gracious. BC had a 2-0 lead. We were tied at 2 and at 4, and there's a handoff to Bullock. She might have gotten away with the travel. Driving in hard left against Medovich. They'll call Shelby for the foul, and Shelby basically was just trying to stop Morgan from getting what looked like it could have been an easy layup. Probably a good foul at that point. Both BG and Harpersville student sections loud and proud today. The inbound by Abby Smith to Taylor Palmateer. Still man-to-man defense by Harpersville. That's worked well for them. Smith goes left to Palmateer. Driving in, she's going to put up a little eight-footer, and it was too long. Palmateer had an open shot, too long. Pass Drummond to Sosnowski, broken up by Abby Smith. Nice play by the lefty. Here comes Abby up the floor, being chased by Abby Bird. A foul line shot, up and good. Abby Smith breaks the drought. It was a 10-2 run for the Hornets. BG with Abby Smith, the defense and the offense. Here comes Sosnowski. Shot blocked by Bullis. Oh, what a block. Well, maybe a momentum turner here for the BG Bobcats. Smith followed step for step by Bird. Now Bird lays off and Smith backs it out just a bit. BG to spread out the offense to the left side for Megan Ferreira, who's back in the game, risking that second foul already. Keeping it on the outside. Shot clock down to single digits. Smith pass down underneath to number 15, Alyssa Rivera, who's in the ballgame. Her shot's too far. 14-8. Harpersville in transition. Sosnowski shot blocked by Bullis again from behind this time, and the rebound by Palmateer. Smith, she's lefty, but she can't dribble righty. She is the quarterback of this team. She's going to go right to the foul line. Stop, shot, and way off. Rebound, Bullis inside, goes up off the glass. No, doesn't go off the glass. Drummond got a piece of it. Drummond in transition, driving hard, going to the right, makes the layup. Miranda Drummond with the basket. She might have not, well, she did knock a player over, or a player fell. I won't say she knocked her over. But this change of direction from left to right at the last second probably saved her from getting a foul called. Palmateer on the left side, beyond the arc. Now it's to Rivera. They swing it to the top of the key for Bullis. Bullis double team, throws one up. More or less a prayer, way too hard off the backboard, And the ball came out so hard that it went off the hands of Abby Bird. It'll be BG's ball. Substitution. Bird comes out. Warren comes in for Harpersville. And it's Rebecca Reyes checking in for Taylor Palmateer. Reyes, their best pure shooter from the outside. Abby Smith also a threat from the three-point area. But BG, by and large, not a three-point shooting team. BG with just 23 on the season. Smith is guarded by Warren. Now they go back door to Reyes. She had one dribble and done. Good defensive recovery by the Hornets. 12 on the shot clock. Smith now picks up on the switch with Holly Henry defending her. Pass down low. And it ricochets into the hand of Pereira. Her shot is short. Gets a rebound. Puts it up. Oh, this one rolled off. It looked in, but it rolled out. 5 minutes to go in this quarter. Drummond lost the ball momentarily. Backs up, shoots, misses. Rebound, Bullis. And Drummond looks like she got hit after the shot, right in front of the official. 16-8 is our score. 4:46 to go. This first quarter, this first half has been really rolling along on a larger court. And the girls have to know that they're putting their effort into it. Bullis with a reverse layup. No, that one doesn't go. BG missed a series of layups in this first half. Medovich left side. Good pass down the floor. Medovich with 6 points. Remember, I said she had had a three-pointer from the left wing. It was a two. So now she has 3 field goals and 6 points. And a timeout asked for by the Bobcats. A 30-second timeout. Let's continue to give you our special sponsors for today's game. They include McDowell and Walker, VEP, Video Entertainment Plus, also Roma in Sydney and Morris, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin, Dolores Fogarty, attorney at law in Unadilla, Superior Heating and Air Duct Service, or Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, Assemblyman Cliff Kroc. We're getting political now, huh? And Echo Brands of Sydney. We've got a whole probably dozen more to read for you. It's been a tremendous season all around, and our local support coming all just everywhere in all the towns nearby supporting their high school student athletes, and we love it. BG has to hustle up and put the ball into play. They almost got a violation coming out of the timeout. 4:15 in the first half, 18-8. Largest lead of the game is 10 right now. Smith driving it off the double team, almost stolen by Medovich. And Smith, nowhere else to go. She pivoted twice around and then put it up and scored it. She's got a team-high 6 points. It's Smith with 10, Bullis with 4, or 6, and Bullis with 4 for the 10 points. The give-and-go, Medovich shot blocked by Smith, rebound by Bullis. So 18-10, a chance for a second basket in a row, something that Bainbridge-Guilford has not done in this ballgame. They have not scored back-to-back baskets. They've scored everything from the field, 5 field goals, nothing, they've not even shot a free throw. Reyes, almost a travel, passes back to Bullis. Bullis is guarded by Drummond. Screen set by Pereira, puts it up the right side, big shot, good. Morgan Bullis off the screen by Megan Pereira, who took a blow from Miranda Drummond coming through, trying to get through that pick. 18-12, now it's within 6. Drummond fakes going around the screen, drives hard left side, and puts it up over the center of the rim. She didn't go left, she didn't go right. Floater up and goes through. She's got a game-high 8 points. So 20-12. Game is about where BG wants it points-wise. They lost 36-23 back in December in a game that was 23-21. Traveling on Reyes. And a short timeout now by Kurt Ehrensbeck. We're going to take a break. 2:43 to go in the first half. 20-12. Harpersville leads BG in the 13th annual Mac Girls Championship live on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales. Service service and rentals. Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Greg Davey back at Dewar Arena, SUNY Oneonta's Alumni Fieldhouse, as I like to call it. Harpersville in the girls' championship against BG, leading 20-12. BG got out to an early lead. It was tied twice until at 4, and then Harpersville went on a run. Miranda Drummond, returning MVP of the MAC, first-team All-State. Passes over to Abby Bird. She misses the three-pointer on the right side. Drummond muscles it through between Pereira and Bullock for the putback, and Miranda Drummond with 10 points. 22-12. It is a 10-point lead, the largest for the second time of this game. BG had scored at 18-8. They made it 18-12. It's Pereira puts one up. Around the rim, good, and she's fouled. This will be the first free throw. Pereira puts it up, not knowing if it was going in, but she did the right thing with a whistle blowing. Going to go on Shelby Medovich, her second. She's the first one with Harpersville with more than one, and they only have three anyway. Drummond has the other. Megan Ferreira, a much-needed three-point play the old-fashioned way, and now it's a seven-point game, 22-15 Hornets, 5-7. Right now it is Ferreira guarding Drummond, crossover dribble, driving in hard against Paul McTeer now, who helps on the defense, and Drummond scores again. 12 points for Drummond, her fourth year on the varsity. Been to two state finals. Smith, shovel pass to Paul McTeer, left side air ball, rebound, who else? Bullis. Morgan Bullis puts it up, and it scores! Morgan Bullis with a team-high 8 points. You can never deny her the ball, I'll tell you. 24-17, driving in, Medovich left side, they forgot about her. Shelby Medovich, opportunistic basket. 26-17, down to a minute to play in the first half. Got a little bit of information on Section 4 tournament action. We'll try to set the brackets for you and where WCDO Sports will be. Now in the ballgame is Megan Palmateer, Taylor's younger sister. She might be in there to shoot a free. No, she's going to drive in hard on the left side, but too hard on the shot. Everything else went well for Megan Palmateer in her very first varsity action. Down to 40 seconds left. 26-17. Harpersville by 9. They've led by as much as 10. Drummond starts the left side. Circles around. Lost the ball. Megan Palmateer with the recovery. They'll give her credit for the steal, her first varsity steal. Now it's to Taylor Palmateer on the left wing. It is Morgan Bullis driving in, throw puts it up, no good, rebound, Drummond positioned, out-positioned Bullis, and now Megan Palmateer again off the tap, off of Taylor Palmateer, nice Palmateer feel there, 6 seconds to go, here comes Smith, puts it up left side, off the back of the rim, Drummond will net, well, she does get a shot off, well, off the backboard with a baseball toss that went three-quarter court, my gosh. Open up my eyes there. All right, what a fast and furious first half. 26-17. Harpersville has led most of the way. They've got a 9-point edge on Bainbridge Guilford. And we'll step away for a quick break when we come back to Maravito Energy Products halftime show, and we will tell you about what's going on with the Section 4 Class C and D girls tournament. We'll only talk about the girls in this game. We'll talk about the boys in the next game. So stick around. We'll give you the scoring recap, too. It's the 13th annual MAC Girls Championship live from Oneonta State on WCDO.
This winter, let Maravito keep life warm. Maravito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Maravito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Maravito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, we've got dancing mascots out there right now. The BG Bobcat and the Harpersville Hornet, and now they're doing a challenge. One of the Hornet did the worm. The Bobcat, I don't know. Bobcat's saying, I got to save my tail. So don't get many schools where both teams have an animated mascot. I love it. I love it. Our game here is the MAC Girls Championship, 13th annual MAC Girls Championship. There will be a new winner, as we have two new teams in it this year. And right now, Harpersville tried to regain control that they had the 3 years prior. And they've got a 26-17 lead over the BG Bobcats. And time for our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, brought to you by Morabito Energy Products, delivering you energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. And, well, when you think Harpersville, you first think Miranda Drummond, and while she got off to a late start scoring-wise, she never takes the time off defensively. And then in the second quarter, she found her niche in driving to the basket time after time. She's got 12 points, which is a game-high, 2-for-2 from the line. Her support coming from the other two scorers for Harpersville. No surprise, Shelby Medovich with 8 points. Holly Henry has an early basket off a feed from Drummond for two. And Tatiana Sosnowski had the first 4 points for Harpersville. One basket and two free throws for 4 points. So all in all, they got 11 two-pointers, 4-for-4 from the line, 26 on the scoreboard. Bainbridge Guilford got off to a 2-0 lead and trailed by as much as 10 before bringing it back to a 6-point ball game. It's settled in now to a 9-point lead for Harpersville. And BG led by their leading scorer, Morgan Bullis, who has 8 points. Megan Ferreira has a 3-point play the old-fashioned way and the only free throw taken by the Bobcats. Abby Smith has 6 points, and that is it. So 8 field goals, 1-for-1 from the line, 17 points. There are no 3-point shots made yet. Bainbridge Guilford and Harpersville squared off back in a game that I wanted to do on WCDO, but it got postponed two times. Finally went to Monday the 23rd, right before Christmas. And Harpersville records the win there, 36-23. First of all, it's the lowest scoring game for Harpersville this entire season. By far their lowest scoring game. And, oh, Lord, I got buttons. I got buttons of me. Brian Horry has done it again. Oh, my goodness. Well, now I know what to get my wife for our anniversary. anyway, Bainbridge Guilford, just for the record, had no three-pointers in that game. They were 7 for 11 from the foul line. And of all people to lead the scoring, Megan Ferreira, one of her best scoring games, had 8 points. Morgan Bullis was held to 7 and Abby Smith to 6. But just like in this game today, they were the top three scorers. They are the only three scorers in this game for Bainbridge Guilford. And on the Harpersville side, Miranda Drummond had 19, including 10 for 13 from the foul line. The team was 13 for 21, but she was 10 for 13. Shelby Medovich was held to 2 points, and Tatiana Sosnowski had 14. So between Drummond, well, they were all the points, right? All but one. Drummond, 19, Sosnowski, 14 for 33, Medovich, 2 for 35, so 35 out of the 36 points. And today, except for Holly Henry, Harpersville's got 24 of the 26 from those three, Medovich, Sosnowski, and Drummond. So it's pretty much sticking to the season-long game plan for both schools. All right, I promised with 7.5, I said I would get to 7.5 minutes, and I would go over the Section 4 girls C and D brackets and where I will find myself at least in the first round. I fully anticipate having a couple of teams to follow through the Section 4 championship and beyond. I'll tell you that right now. In Class C, since we're doing the Cs, Lansing's number one seed, no question about that. They play in the IAC, and they've got a much stronger schedule than the teams in the MAC. They'll play the winner of Watkins Glen and Moravia, 8-9. Bainbridge Guilford has become the 5 seed. At 12-5, they'll play their MAC foe Green, the 12th seed. That'll be on Wednesday at Bainbridge Guilford. That's a game that I have an option to do. Elmira Notre Dame is the 4 seed. We'll host Union Springs. So the winner of that will take on BG. BG will only get one home game unless Union Springs pulls off the upset. Harpersville, despite being undefeated, is the 3 seed, which tells you the strength of schedule. They will take on a familiar opponent in Unitigo, last year's finalist in Section 4 Class C, but this year it'll be a first-round game. Unitigo, 14 seed, Harpersville, 3 seed. That's also an option. Newfield is playing Unadilla Valley, 6 versus 11, that game at Newfield. The winner of that to play either Harpersville or Unitigo. Sydney, the 7th seed, will host Marathon, a team I've done with BG already. So that'll be a familiar opponent. That's 7 versus 10, the winner to take on Kander. I think I'm going to be at Sydney for the Sydney Marathon game. In Class D, Southern Cayuga is the top seed, even though they've lost twice. The Afton Crimson Knights at 9-9 are the 9 seed. They'll take on Roxbury, the winner of that to take on Southern Cayuga. Looking down the line, Franklin, who is undefeated, is only the 3 seed because of their strength of schedule or lack of strength of schedule. They're taking on Delhi. That game on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. All games are Wednesday at 7 o'clock in the first round. And then Davenport plays Morris, the 6 versus 11 seed at Davenport. And Hancock is also from the MAC. They're the 10th seed. They'll be at Cherry Valley Springfield. So a good game in the second round could be Davenport versus Franklin. That game would be played at Franklin. The second round game for Section 4, if things go according to seed, the best deal probably is going to be Harpersville hosting Newfield. But if Unadilla Valley, who is capable of winning that game, wants to and wins, it'd be another Harpersville-Unadilla Valley matchup. We're about 5 minutes away from the second half. I've given you the scoring recap. Let me give you some more of our terrific sponsors of this game. And they include Otigo Family Dentistry, Dawn's Deli in Franklin, the Scovolamino Family of Dealerships, Enchanted Gardens of Nineveh, Morabito Energy Products, of course, our halftime sponsor, C.H. Landers in Sydney and Bainbridge, Coin Laundry, Vigil's Plumbing and Heating in Harpersville, Preferred Mutual of New Berlin, Rich's Auto Body of Franklin, and Hop Ice Cream of Sydney, our special sponsors today. So as I admire my button, we're going to step away about 4 minutes before the second half. It's 26-17, Harpersville leading Bainbridge Guilford in the 13th annual Mid-State Athletic Conference Girls Championship basketball game from Dewar Arena in SUNY Oneonta, and you're catching it live on WCDL.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you.
The next time you visit a Scovel Mina location, look around a little. You'll find customers who can tell you about how we work to keep them happy. It starts at the top. But you'll find that same intense focus with every single one of our associates. Every day, we're driven to find creative ways to put you in the driver's seat. Our low prices, our high values for your trade-in, our ideas like first payment-only leases are here because customers have asked. Scovel Mino, we're working for you. Just off I-88 in Sydney and Bainbridge.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Mid sip of water. Definitely my oasis today. We're about a minute 44 away. Just want to let you know the two games coming up, Unitigo and Unadilla Valley. The Spartans and boys are going for the three-peat of the MAC championship. They beat Sydney the last 2 years after losing to Sydney the year before that. And then it'll be the Franklin Lady Purple Devils on a mission this year with their undefeated record to get into the state championship round this year with Jordan Beers and Marissa Cauley and company. They got to the state quarterfinals last year, game I did on WCDL. Lost to Oriskany in a good game. This year they hope to complete the mission, and we'll have that game for you, the Tri-Valley Championship game anyway, against Milford coming up at 6. Step away one last time. We'll come back. Second half action. 26-17, Harpersville leading Bainbridge Guilford in the Girls Championship of the MAC, and you're catching it live on WCDL.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Call 563-1522.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey, you're ready to go. And thanks to Morabito Energy Products for their sponsorship. We want to also say hello to three cities in the United States logging in right now. Boston, Massachusetts, Buffalo, New York, and I left my heart in San Francisco, California. I didn't really, but that's a song. All right, second half, BG going to my right with possession of the basketball, and they've got Thornton, Taylor Palmateer, Abby Smith, Morgan Bullis, and we're Megan Ferreira in there to start the half. Abby Smith backs up, takes a three. Oh, just short off the rim. I thought that one was in. That would have brought it to a four-point game, or excuse me, to a six-point game. It's nine right now, 26-17. Needing to brush up on the math skills. Shelby Medovich, a little stop and pop in the paint, no good. Rebound Drubbing, and there was contact to be had and to be reported to the official. And it's actually going to go on Miranda Drummond. Now, a point of fact here is that they only had three, the Harpers only had three fouls in the first half. Bainbridge Guilford only had four. Nobody really in foul trouble if you count two as being not in trouble. But in years past, Miranda Drummond could get two or three in a row. She has all but eliminated that factor. Let's see how she handles having two this early in the ballgame. BG still looking for a good shot. Abby Smith had one before and just missed. To the right wing, 6 seconds on the shot clock. Ferreira to Palmateer. Back out. Smith's going to have to crank it up. It would count if it went in. No good. It went off the backboard, and that is a shot clock violation. Had it hit the rim, we'd still be live action. But no, off the backboard, good call by the official. Remember, three officials in this ballgame. Same thing with the boys. I don't know about the Tri-Valley, though. Medovich on the break, off the inbound. Stops. Gives it off last second to Stauski for the basket and the foul. First points from Sosnowski since early in the ballgame. And that'll be the first foul on VG's Taylor Palmateer. And again, VG, two on Megan Ferreira. Nobody else with more than one. The fouls have been limited. VG had three in the first 3 minutes and stayed pretty much foul-free after that. Sosnowski with the old-fashioned three-point play. She's got seven in the ballgame. And it's 29-17, largest lead of the ballgame right here, right now for Harpersville. BG can't let that go on. It's Palmateer driving on the baseline. The give and go to Ferreira, way off the mark. And Drummond with the ball. Whoa, she went behind the back, almost lost it. And there's a stoppage of play for Harpersville. Let me review some of our sponsors for today's game, the extra sponsors for our 12th annual Mid-State Athletic Conference Championship and the Tri-Valley Girls Championship game. They include Roberts Eye Care of Sydney and Vestal, Neighbors Insurance and Chambers and O'Hara, who are neighbors out there on Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, Jeff Out Building Supply, Sydney Center, the Amphenol Corporation and Egley of Sydney, Egley Machine Company, NBT Bank with locations all over Central New York, Waldron Floor Covering and Butler Auto in Sydney, Amerigas on Main Drive in Sydney, R.E. Wilbur on River Street, Sydney, and the many branches of SFCU. It's all about you. Right now, it's all about Harpersville and Bainbridge Guilford girls with 6:17 to go in the third period at Dewar Arena. SUNY Oneonta's alumni field last 29-17. It's the largest lead for the Hornets. Shelby Medovich almost traveling around, goes around the screen, gives to Abby Byrd. It's Abby Byrd, Holly Henry, Medovich, Tatiana Sosnowski, and Drummond. Good defense by BG. Oh, nice wraparound pass from Drummond to Sosnowski. Miranda Drummond found Sosnowski. That's as good a play as you're going to see in a girls' basketball game of this level. Double-teamed Drummond, and she looked over her shoulder quickly and saw Sosnowski wide open under the basket left side. That is as good as it gets. 31-17, largest lead up to 14 now. Smith. Thought about a three. Well, it takes a short two, and it was a terrible one to take, but it was a second guess kind of thing. Medovich on the break to Abby Byrd. Stops, pops, misses, rebound. Well, it was rebound Bullis, but I think there's a push from behind. It's either on Drummond or Thornton. It'll be on Marissa Thornton. And for Drummond avoiding her third, that is good on her part. Pass comes into Sosnowski. Double team shot is blocked. She even tried to recover the ball and falls down. Drummond has it. Drummond could not go in deep, so she comes back out and shoots it deep. No good. Rebound Medovic. She tied up with Abby Smith, and that's going to be a good old-fashioned, not old-fashioned, a newfangled alternate possession. And flipping the coin, they say it's Hornets ball. Pass comes out to Drummond. Right back inside to Holly Henry, who missed the shot. And we keep talking about Miranda Drummond's all-around play. Abby Smith picks up her second foul. Third foul for VG already, just like in the first half. They've got three in the first 3 minutes. At the line is Holly Henry, who had an early basket off a feed from Drummond. This time she got the quick return pass from Drummond. Henry at the line, nails them both. Harpersville, an impressive 6-4-6. Holly Henry with 4 points. Henry came in with just 4-for-11 from the foul line. By the way, Harpersville prepared for this game. Besides their normal practice, they got to scrimmage a very good stack team in Chenango Valley, who lost to Oneana in very close games twice. Abby Smith, bank shot, no good. Drummond will not be able to save it. It'll be VG's ball. So the normal subbing pattern for Harpersville will continue as Carissa Warren checks in for Abby Bird. The two girls will split time guarding Abby Smith, so that there's someone fresh all the time. Inbounds pass comes to Marissa Thornton, right back to Abby Smith. Smith backs up. Will she be trying a three around the screen? She's going to stop and pop, and it's short. Rebound right into Warren's hands. Oh, she lost her dribble. Stolen away by Bullis and then kicked away. It'll be Harpersville's ball. Bullis would have normally gotten that one untouched, but Drummond had to put her hand in there and mess it up. So now we got sophomore Sarah Miller, the future of Harpersville basketball, in Medovic, a junior, and Sarah Miller, a sophomore, among others. Medovic goes to Miller right away, drives in off the hands of Morgan Bullis. No, it's off the hands of Miller herself. At least the way I saw it, it went off Bullis, but it's going to go back to Bainbridge Guilford. 33-17, so Harpersville has opened it up to a 16-point lead, and they have scored 7 in this quarter unanswered. Remember, BG had chances to cut a 6-point margin down, but missed layups. Down to the 4-minute mark of the third quarter. Bullis has been held scoreless for a while. Drives in, glanced off of Drummond, and Bullis is going to retaliate. That's going to be a foul on her. Her second foul. Morgan had two baskets in the first and second quarters, and has 8 to lead the Bobcats. 33-17. Up the floor comes Medovic. Oh, wide open Miller, but missed the layup. Rebound Sosnowski, blocked by Bullis, rebounded by Miller. And Medovic misses short on the right side, and Drummond rebounds, and there's going to be a foul inside. And I think they're... Well, let's see. Are they walking the other way? Yes, it'll be a Sosnowski foul. First one on Tatiana Sosnowski. Just the second on Harpersville in this half. Drummond and Medovic each with 2 fouls. Pereira, Smith, and Bullis each with 2 for BG. Stop and drive in the lane for Abby Smith. Well, I think she just had her mind made up. She was going to go down, and if there was any kind of opening, she was going to take the 12-footer, and she did. We'll see if Harpersville responds to that next time down the floor. Carissa Warren, guarded by Smith, steals, picks the pocket, but runs out of room on that far side. So Abby Bird's going to come in for Carissa Warren. That's like number 2 and number 3. You almost want to give them both 2.5 because they play about the equal amount of time, and they have the same responsibilities, and they're about the same height. The only thing difference is Bird is a senior and Warren's a junior. Drummond stops, backs up, shoots, misses the three. Rebound, Medovic try to keep it alive. It'll be BG's ball. No, they'll say Harpersville's ball. Interesting call. It'll be the Hornet inbound right to Drummond. Oh, mixed up. The pass that would have gone to Drummond. Abby Smith puts the left hand out and deflects it out of bounds. Nice play defensively by Abby Smith. All right, Drummond comes to Sosnowski. Driving hard right side. Missed it. Drummond from nowhere catches it. Puts it up. Misses. And possession arrow. So the action getting a little bit physical on both sides, but there's no whistle except for a possession arrow. That's about as neutral as you can get. 33-19, Bobcats trailing by 14. Looking for an answer with points. Taylor Palmateer, who's capable of scoring 10-12 points, has been held scoreless. She didn't score much against Sydney either. Marissa Thornton, who is not a shooter. 10 on the shot clock. Rebecca Reyes in there, possible shooter. She's definitely a good shooter, but she can't get a shot out here. Bullis driving in. The floater, round the rim and no good. Here comes Drummond with a rebound. Going right down the middle of the floor. Going to pull it in like a china shop. And avoid contact. Miranda Drummond for the basket. Drummond just like a battering ram, but there was no one to knock over. She avoided the contact. Inside, Palmateer goes hard, and she's going to draw a foul. Well, that's what Bob Conway likes to see out of Taylor Palmateer, is getting to the foul line. That'll be Tatiana's second foul of this quarter. Palmateer's first shot, no good. Remember, BG was just 1 of 1 in the entire first half. That was a Megan Pereira conversion. Palmateer at the line this year, 28 for 43. This one will go. So the folks in Beaufort, New Jersey, happy to see Taylor Palmateer on the scoreboard. Shot from the left side, baseline missed by Bird. Rebound BG. Maybe they can get a little run going here. They trail by 15. Smith will change of speeds, backs up, three-pointer. Oh, off the rim twice. Alyssa Rivera has just came into the ballgame. She had a touch on it. And out of bounds off Sosnowski. So BG has a slightly different lineup in there. Rivera, Palmateer, Reyes, Smith, and Bullis. Smith to call the inbounds play. Comes to Reyes, right back to Smith. The give. So go to the foul line. Bounce pass looking for Bullis and a kick by Abby Smith as she got the ball taken away. So BG playing on the defensive side now against Harpersville lineup that's got Abby Burt, Shelby Medovich, Miranda Drummond, Tatiana Sosnowski, and Sarah Miller in there right now for Holly Henry. Change of direction for Drummond, and it comes in a blink of an eye. Now it's Sosnowski driving in. Nice mix up there by Smith, but Sosnowski recovers, got the loose ball, put it up, and she's now got 11 points. Drummond and Sosnowski combining for 25 of the 37 points. Medovich had 8 points in the first half. Bullis, bounce pass to Smith. She fires for 3. It's going to be way short. Rebound, Bullis inside! Morgan Bullis again, right on the spot. I was just about to say she had not touched the ball for a shot in a long time, and well, sometimes she creates her own with a putback there. Second time in the game she's made that. 53 seconds to go in the third quarter, 37-22, a timeout on the floor. Harpersville by 15, you're listening. Oh, no. We're back live. I thought it was a timeout. It's not. Miranda Drummond, long three-pointer, no rebound, Abby Smith. Well, 15 points again, BG. A three-pointer gets it to 12, which is doable, but tough against Harpersville at any rate. 33 seconds to go. Palmateer hands it to Bullis. Bullis driving in the baseline, goes up, floater, no good, but she's fouled. 2 shots coming for Morgan Bullis. See who the foul's on. Abby Bird's first foul. That's the fourth on the Harpersville Hornets. Bullis at the line shooting 2. Makes the first block.
Morgan Bullis makes the third.
So she's got 11 points. And again, Bullis is a hit or miss free throw shooter. No question about it. I've seen her go 3 for 12. I've seen her go 8 for 8. Bullis 47 for 110 coming in. She makes them both. That's big. That's big for Morgan Bullock. She makes her first couple, and she's got confidence boost that's indescribable. She misses the first couple. Ouch. 37-24, a 13-point. And Drummond forces the shot inside. Thought she was fouled. Bullock recovers the ball. 8 seconds to go. Big possession here for Fiji, and Drummond steals the ball from Bullock. She's going to drive in and score it at the buzzer. Miranda Drummond thought she was fouled. Bullock was charging up the floor. Drummond steals the ball. Bullock goes flying. There could have been contact to the foul, but instead it's a Drummond turnover and basket. What a difference that makes. 39-25. Harpersville by 15 going into the fourth quarter of the 13th annual MAC Girls Championship, and you're hearing it live on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Dewar Arena, SUNY Oneonta, Harpersville, with that basket right before the buzzer by Miranda Drummond off the steal. Makes it 39-24. This may be the only MAC championship girls game ever to not have a three-pointer. At least it's that way as we head into the fourth quarter.
We start the fourth quarter.
So Sosnowski around a screen by Drummond, and there's going to be contact between Bullock and Drummond. I'm not sure who it's on. Oh, it's on Bullock. They're going to say Morgan Bullock bowled over Drummond.
Morgan Bullock.
Top two players on the MAC, no question in my mind. Bullock and Drummond guarding each other. Bullock's going to pick up on Drummond. Seals her off. Nice job. Bird, one bounce right back to Drummond. Drummond fakes the baseline drive against Rivera. Hooks it up and scores the two. 18 points for Miranda Drummond. Not quite her average of 24.6, but they don't need all those points today. It's been a nice mix. Abby Smith had thought about a three. Now she's going to go down low for Bullock and lost it out of bounds. Well, Abby Smith had a good thought. Bob Conway not too upset about that. He thought Abby, you know, probably could have shot the three-pointer. And then she lofted the pass, trying to get over the defense for Bullock a little bit too far. So Rivera comes back out of the ballgame, and Megan Ferreira checks back in for Bainbridge Guilford, and she's immediately assigned to Miranda Drummond. No question about that. Sosnowski, call for a travel. Morgan Bullock risking a fourth foul. Could have been a fourth foul on her, but it wasn't. 41-24, 17-point lead is the largest of the ballgame for Harpersville. BG led early at 2-0, and again at 4-2. And then after it was tied at 4, Harpersville got the next basket, and they have never trailed since. Abby Smith guarded by Shelby Medovich. To Ferreira. Ferreira's going to drive in, put it up, and it finds a home. Megan Ferreira goes on the offense. 41-26. See what BG can do. Oh, Reyes almost a steal on Medovich. Medovich got the ball back. Way out on the offense to Drummond. Drummond through the double team. Might have got away with a travel. Missed the shot anyway. And a rebound by Megan Ferreira. Drummond found her path to the basket much clearer. Taylor Palmateer back outside to Abby Smith around the screen. Smith for three, short. Rebound, Reyes, the smallest girl on the floor, but lost it out of bounds. Or will it be BG's ball? Oh, they say it was touched by Harpersville. Hornet fans don't think so over there. I want to mention two great people that I'm looking over at the scorers table in just a second. 16 to go in the ballgame. Smith passes to Bullis. And, well, it was a late pass. 5-second call. I want to give a shout-out to two great people. Jason Lyon keeping score for Harpersville. He's a Harpersville grad. And Mary Diemer keeping score for many, many, many years for Bainbridge Guilford. Had kids go through the program, including BG herself. Foul, meanwhile, on number 22, that is Rebecca Reyes. And that creates the seventh team foul for BG, and now we're at the line with Shelby Menevich. Her first chance in the second half for points. And it gives her 9 points. I don't know whether I say this or not. Harpersville's 8-for-8 from the foul line today. Second shot. Oh, she made it. I know somebody out in Wells College that will be happy about that. 43-26 to score. Back to a 17-point lead for Harpersville. BG hasn't done a poor job for the most part, but boy, Harpersville can just score points in bunches. Top-ranked team in New York State. Reyes back outside to Bullis. Bullis has been shut down for the most part. One offensive board in the second half to get her 10th point. And then two free throws for 12. And just a mix-up on the offensive play for BG, and a referee sealed me off visually and couldn't see it. They lost it out of bounds. 5:43 to go in this one. 43-26. Harpersville comfortably in front. Unitilla Valley won against Unitilla last year for the girls. Shot by Medovich, misses inside. Bullis steadily with the rebound. Breaks through a double team. She's going all the way, but Drummond will be called for the reach-in foul. She was going for the steal all the way. The last time Bullis charged up the floor, Drummond got the steal. Not this time, though. It's the third foul. And that's a non-shooting. That's foul number 5. Warren comes out on the floor. Carissa Warren for Harpersville. Abby Burt sits down. And number 20, Alexis Page, a 5'5 senior, is checked in for BG. Inbounds pass comes to Bullis. Misses on the runner. The outlet pass comes to Drummond. The no-look pass over to Sosnowski. All kinds of contact down there. Somebody for BG commits a foul. Looks like it's Megan Pereira. Her third.
That's her third. Team safe. Shooting.
Sosnowski at the line. She's got 11 points. A solid effort for Tatiana. Two shots coming here. This would be the 10th free throw for Harpersville, and it's a successful one.
She'll get another.
That's 18 points, and the lead continues to grow as Carissa Warren and Shelby Medovich, a pair of juniors who will lead next year's team, sharing a moment out at the circle. Second shot, no good. So the streak is over, but no matter. Harpersville with an 18-point lead. Drummond gets the offensive rebound. Back to the basket. Drives in. Scores the lefty layup. Faster than I can describe the action. 20 points for Drummond. Down to the 5-minute mark. Smith. Another possible first-team selection for the Mac. Definitely second, if not more than that. 14 on the shot clock. Drummond going for the steal. It runs out of room on that far side. Boy, she really's got the quickest hand. Substitution.
Rachel
Sarah Miller. No, I take that back. Rachel Ballard, the junior, will come in, replacing Holly Henry. Knowing that it is a wide margin of a game, well, let's get this straight now. A shot taken and made by Alexis Page. Your first moments of the ball game. A nice pass from Megan Ferreira into the hands of Alexis Page, and her first shot is good. That's a memory to keep, 46-28. And we got a whistle on the other end. Foul will be on Abby. Bullis is fourth foul. Last time for a 1-1. It'll be Medovich, number 5, doing the honors. This is short. Rebound Page. Oh, Drummond caught her unaware and goes to the hoop as she's fouled. It's either Bullis' fifth or... Yeah, that's going to be Morgan Bullis' fifth foul.
That's her fifth.
She is done for the day. But what she was doing was Alexis Page had gotten the rebound and was waiting for somebody to get it as an outlet. Miranda Drummond saw the opportunity and took it to get it from behind, and then she scored and gets two free throws here. Drummond with 21 points. Sophomore Sarah Miller checks back in. Sosnowski checks out with 12 points, but what I was going to say was with a wide margin now safely tucked away for Harpersville. Drummond makes the second one. They're going to substitute, and I'll be able to get my scoring numbers in fairly easily in this final 4 minutes plus as the lead is back up to 20, 48-28. And I've already got my numbers up in front of me, so because the scoreboard has every foul and every point for the five players on the court. Smith, change of direction, drives in. Well, she's going to call for the travel after the contact inside. BG fans didn't like it. Mackenzie Havens checks in for Carissa Warren.
Rebecca Reyes in for the Bobcats.
Smith will come out. No, she won't. Is she out? Yes. So, Ferreira, Page, Reyes, Ferreira, Palmatier. Okay, and a give and go, Drummond to Medovich. Medovich with 12, Sosnowski with 12, Drummond with 22. The typical balanced effort. And a timeout. The official calling the timeout, 50-28. So we'll take our last full break of the game, I believe. 3:36 to go, 50-28 in favor of Harpersville. You're listening to the 13th annual Mac Girls Championship on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The next time you visit a Scovel Mina location, look around a little. You'll find customers who can tell you about how we work to keep them happy. It starts at the top, but you'll find that same intense focus with every single one of our associates. Every day, we're driven to find creative ways to put you in the driver's seat. Our low prices, our high values for your trade-in, our ideas like first payment-only leases are here because customers have asked. Scovel Mino, we're working for you. Just off I-88 in Sydney and Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, BG has made some substitutions. Abby Smith out of the ballgame now, and the future of BG's offense. Rebecca Reyes, the freshman, playing the point right now. They work it around. Both Palmatiers are in there. Shot by Page, left side, misses this time. And the rebound is almost stolen away by Reyes. So it subs in the game for the most part. Katie Hoyt, their best scholar athlete, along with Miranda Drummond. She's a senior out there. And the ball is lost. It's going to get wild and crazy. Sarah Miller off to number four, shooting a three-pointer. That's Paige Melick. She misses. Rebound Taylor Palmatier. So setting the lineups will be a challenge. 2:47 to go. Reyes going to drive in, kick it out to Paige. Now passing to Ferreira. Megan Ferreira still in the ballgame. Got the shot blocked. Passes out to Paige, or Megan Palmatier, rather, to Taylor Palmatier. Reyes, a floater, bank shot, good, and she's fouled. Rebecca Reyes' first basket. Foul's going to be on Sarah Miller. Only one on Sarah. 16 fouls. So Ferreira out of the game. Megan Ferreira is done. She had two baskets, one free throw for 5 points. And Darcy McGilligan comes in the game. She's a 5'5 junior. Missing on the shot is Reyes. And BG, though, Megan Palmateer had it and tried to hand it off, and it got taken away by number 15, Mackenzie Hayes. So for Harpersville, they've got Paige Mielek, Katie Hoy, Mackenzie Havens, Rachel Ballard, and Sarah Miller. On a team with 11 players, Carissa Warren was in that subbing pattern, so she gets to be treated like a starter and get the rest of the game off. Megan Palmateer, she's in the left corner, throws it up for three. It's an air ball wide. Sarah Miller rebounds with 2:15 to go. 50 to 30. Sarah Miller off to Katie Hoyt. Give them some radio time here, shall we? Paige Mielek to Hoyt. They work it around. Driving in is Havens. Havens on the baseline. Back out to Sarah Miller. 15-footer is off the mark. Rebound Megan Palmateer or somebody out there. Off her hands, actually, the referee says. An inbounds play here for Harpersville. Inbounds it comes. The layup is good. And I think that is Paige Felix with a basket. Everybody was cheering on the Harpersville side for them running a good inbounds play with a sub. That's great to see. Megan Palmateer to Reyes for a long three. Out the back of the rim. Now off the front of the rim. Rebound Havens for Harpersville. Havens running up the floor, chased step by step with Reyes. A minute 26 to go. Now Reyes with a steal. Can she finish? Chased by Hoyt, left-hand layup is short. Battle for the ball. It's Miller. Now she's sprint down the right side. Lots of running here. Miller will stop. Bank shot, no good. Rebound, Taylor. No, Megan. Wait a minute. No, 35. I'm sorry, Katie Barber. Katie Barber's in the ballgame, number 35. They're subbing and I'm not noticing.
1 minute to go.
Now they'll reset for a quick sub. Taylor Lamont comes in, number 4 for Rebecca Reyes, who will sit down with the basket. 0 for 1 from the line and 2 points in her first varsity championship game. There might be more the way BG is coming on. They've got undefeated 8th grade team 2 years in a row. And the basket or the shot taken by Darcy McGilligan from the left corner misses. And a steal by Katie Barber. Left-hand layup is... Oh, it went in and came out. Oh, goodness. I thought she had that one, and so did she. My goodness. Sarah Miller rebounds. We're down to the final 37 seconds to go. And a nearly steal by Barber again. Sarah Miller. Feel it. Harpersville fans on their feet for the final, well, 10 seconds on the shot clock. And a shot taken and missed by Hoyt. Battle for the ball. It will be Mielek. 14 seconds to go. Miller for two, for three, missed it. And a ball goes out of bounds with 8.7 seconds to go. Well, looks like we're going to hear from our sponsors before the post game. This game over with very quickly. Next game's not supposed to start till 4. And the ball's going to roll out of bounds. Katie Barber, Alexis Page, Darcy McGilligan, Taylor Lamont, and the shot will not be taken. The final score is in the book, 52 to 30. Let's step away and hear from our major sponsors here, and we will come back and give the scoring recap and the post-game awards. 52-30, Harpersville wins another MAC championship, their fourth in 5 years. Stay around, stay with us. It's the 13th annual MAC Girls Championship postgame show on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC. When it comes to your life, you know what counts. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we're committed to offering you the very best in community banking and exceptional service that you can rely on. So no matter what you're trying to achieve, You can count on us to help you succeed. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherbourne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Hi, welcome back to our post-game show at WCDO. And a quick recap, BG with 30 points today, led by Morgan the Bullets with 12 points, 2 for 2 from the line. BG simply did not get to the line enough. They were 4 for 6. 12 points for Bullets, 8 points for Abby Smith, all from the field. Megan Pereira, 5 points, 1 for 1 from the line. She had a 3-point play. Alexis Page, a field goal for 2. Rebecca Reyes, a field goal late in the game for the last basket of the game for 2. And Taylor Coleman here today held just 1 for 2 free throws at 1 point. 13 2-pointers, 4 for 6 from the line. No 3-pointers, 30 points total. For Harpersville, Miranda Drummond, 22 points to lead the way, 12 points for Tatiana Sosnowski. The two of them combined for 8 for 9 free throw shooting. Holly Henry, a basket and 2 for 2 from the line for 4. Shelby Medovich, not the greatest shooting day for her, but she had enough for 12 points, 5 field goals, 2 for 3 from the line. Paige Malik with a late basket for 2. No points for Abby Bird starting. Carissa Warren, Katie Hoyt, Mackenzie Havens, Rachel Ballard, and Sarah Miller. No points on the bench for VG. Taylor Lamont, Marissa Thornton, who did start, Casey Davis, Alyssa Rivera, Darcy McGilligan, Marina Sue. I don't know if she got in the game or not. She's the foreign exchange student. Katie Barber and Megan Palmateer. And I don't think I saw Betsy Holden out on the floor. So 4 for 6 from the line for VG. 12 for 14. Impressive. For Harpersville, including their first 9. All right, NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is sponsored by the folks at NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. And as I look up, I see there's 42 minutes on the warm-up clock, so I'm not in a hurry. For NBT Bank Outstanding Offense tonight, we're going to switch it around a little bit. 22 points, Miranda Drummond. Sure. She had a great all-around game, as she always does, but let's go with the offense for Miranda Drummond. 22 points, including, I think, the key points were the 4 drives to the basket that she had in the second quarter, without question, pulling away, as I call it, I used to call them in the old days, the pull-away points. Drummond had those pull-away points. Remember, the first quarter was 14-6, and the Bobcats got it to 18-12 before those points from Drummond. So she'll win the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense. Our Dynamic Defense Award is sponsored by Mang Insurance. Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. And again, we're going with the guard play today. Abby Bird. Could almost split it between Abby Bird and Carissa Warren. The two of them were assigned to guard BG's quarterback, Abby Smith, the senior. And Abby did get 6 points in the first half. She had 8 overall and a couple of assists. But Abby Bird's job as a starter was to shadow Abby Smith, and I think she did a phenomenal job. She will get today's NBT Bank Outstanding Offensive Award. You could also go Drummond for defense as she was guarding Morgan Bullis and holding Bullis to 12 points. At this time of the season, after several 20-point games, pretty good. Our Echo Brands All-Purpose Award. Echo Brands of Sydney is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Echo Brands wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. And the Echo Brands All-Purpose Award today is going to go to a player that I've been watching for the last couple of years, and she doesn't get a ton of recognition. She'll score, she'll rebound, she'll defend, she'll block shots, she'll pass the ball, she'll do all the right things that always seems to blend in with the scenery. But today she's going to get the Echo Brands All-Purpose Award, and that is number 24, Tatiana Sosnowski, a senior, 12 points, really solid effort. And everything else you could say about her, what I said before I gave her name. I thought she did a phenomenal job, and congratulations to her and to the rest of the Hartmansville Hornets and their coach, Kurt Ahrensbeck. And I'm looking, if I can catch his eye, I might be able to get a quick chat with him, because it looks like they are going to go by the clock and let these guys, they're going to let these guys warm up for 40 minutes. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't trust that clock. If they start early, they start early. But maybe I can catch them. And actually, no, you know what? I heard that that Harpersville's going to go out and try to try to scout Kander or somebody that they may be able to play in the sectionals. Yeah, be that as it may, we want to thank our special sponsors as well. I've given them through for you. We'll add a few more here. Hump Ice Cream, Rich's Auto Body in Franklin, New Berlin for Preferred Mutual Insurance, Beagle's Plumbing and Heating in Harpersville. Echo Brands, we mentioned, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, Sydney Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning, and Unadilla for Dolores Fogarty, Attorney at Law, and in Franklin for Cohen and Fraser Builders, and Roma Restaurant in Sydney and Morris, VEP, Video Entertainment Plus in Sydney, McDowell and Walker as well. So we're going to come back. Hard to say. I can tell you you're going to be hearing music if you're waiting for the next game. But we will be back in plenty of time to review the Unitigo and Unadilla Valley boys. They're allowing them to warm up now with a clock that shows 38 minutes. I don't know if that's going to be held true or not. If so, we do have a long wait, and we will communicate that through our engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Joe Gardner. So Greg Davey here giving you the final score. Harpersville wins and gets back their MAC championship that they had won previously to last year. Over several years, they win this one going away today, 52-30. Congratulations again. The Hornets now go up to 18-0, and the Bobcats go to 12-6. Both teams head now into the Section 4 playoffs. I think that'll do it. When we come back, it'll be Unitigo and Unadilla Valley, and we'll give you a fair warning on when that's all going to come back. So that'll do it for WCDO Radio Sports, game 1 of 3 in the books on WCDO. See ya.